Nathan Bassett joins us now. Port Adelaide picked a strong squad for their match against the Crows in Port Pirie. Bass, welcome.
Thank you.
Bass.
First thing that jumped off the page when you looked at the squads, Dersma, Rosie, Butters, Burton, Lysette, May, six new players from last year, new to the club. I would say all in contention for round one.
Yeah, I think all the guys that are playing tomorrow are certainly in contention for round one. You know, some of the younger guys have been very impressive. Brand new to the footy club, and the more senior guys are fitting in well.
I'd throw in Willem Drew in there as the seventh, Bass.
Yeah, we only saw him. I think he played half a game last season. Yeah. So, you know, great for him to get a good run at it. And, you know, we weren't really, you know, I'll be honest, you know, I wasn't that sure what we'd get, given I hadn't seen him for nearly 18 months. But, you know, he's been almost a revelation so far this preseason.
Do you think the new rules will help Port? Favour Port the way you play and the way you want to play?
I think it's, you know, you want good ruckman in the centre square. You know, I think the centre bounce rule is probably the biggest one. Mm. And there might be a few less sort of the front of centre footy, given the, you know, you score a point, that you should be able to get a little bit more territory up the ground when kicking in. So look, I don't think they hurt us. You know, do they help us? Maybe a little, you know, it's probably neither here nor there.
Okay. How do you hope the Ryder-Lysett combinational role pans out? What would be the perfect scenario?
I think, you know, Scotty might ruck a little bit more to start with. You know, Paddy is pretty handy up forward, so, you know, he can probably spend a little bit more time forward and then, you know, still get a good amount of ruck time, and Scotty will still go forward. Now, Paddy Ryder's, you know, probably got a few more weapons in the forward line. You know, Scotty Lysett's follow-up's been really impressive. I think he's sixth in ground balls last year for amongst ruckmen. So, you know, he hunts after it well and gets involved. So, you know, he's almost another midfielder once the ball hits the ground.
Yeah, you're going to have no shortage of tall options up there. Todd Marshall, of course, is playing tomorrow. Charlie Dixon, we know, will be back probably a little bit later in the season. Oh, sorry, once the season starts. That's three big guys. Do you envisage those guys all playing on the field at the one time?
Yeah, I think they can. As long as you can sort of follow up and win the ball on the ground. And the guys like Hoff and, I mean, Hoff's been playing wing for a couple of seasons. Mm. And, you know, Toddy Marshall's probably his best strength at the moment is when the ball's on the ground. You know, the aerial work is, you know, something that he's got nice hands, but we're still working on it. But his best stuff is when the ball's on the ground. So, you know, while they're high, they're tall, it gives us great flexibility. You know, we can push Hoff on ball. We can push, you know, Brad on ball. You know, so we think we've got decent flexibility, and all those tall guys can move and use the footy.
The other thing you look like you're toying with is Brad Ebert up forward. Just explain what you're hoping to get out of that.
Yeah, Brad sort of got squeezed out at times in the midfield and you know, maybe struggled to sort of, you know, we didn't have quite a role nailed for him, you know, with Rocky and, you know, Pep's development. And, you know, I think he's got everything that you need to be a modern-day forward. You know, his running ability, he's good on the lead, he's got good forward craft, he finishes well, and he's another leader in our forward line. And, you know, we're got senior players in the forward line, and then we'll be quite young. So, you know, it's good to have another senior player in the forward line supporting those younger guys, but also someone that I think is capable of kicking a lot of goals this season.
Yeah, love him, Ebo. I know it was an under-23. I know it was a trial. I know there was a bit of experimental put on that. I went out and watched the game last week. I like the look of Burton through the midfield. How much will you persist with that?
I'll probably give it a bit of a rest at the moment. I think we'll try and get him settled down, probably more half-back tomorrow, you know, to you know, really give him a chance to nail a position. I mean, it's pretty competitive in those sort of high defender roles. So, you know, we've got to give him every chance to earn selection for round one.
Okie dokie. How are you enjoying your new role, Bass?
Yeah, it's been really enjoyable. You know, I was, you know, a tad apprehensive certainly to start with, but, you know, the forwards that we've been working with, you know, Robbie and Trav have been terrific. Working with the younger guys in Connor, with Zach Butters, you know, even, you know, Hoff having to come forward, you know, Paddy and Brad embracing their roles. more forward. Like, really enjoyed it so far, and hopefully we can hit the scoreboard a little bit more.
Yeah. Players have to gel, there's no question. Bix mentioned it, seven newbies there, so too the coaches. How's that looming? Who's looming as the dominant voice in their bass? Have you gelled yet?
Yeah. No, we're all getting to know each other, so it's just at the moment, I think it's Monty, Scully, and myself up in Piri. The other coaches are down watching the SNFL guys tonight, so it's the three of us looking after the meeting tonight.
Oh, okay. So Ken's going down there tomorrow. Will he be there?
Yeah, I think Ken's coming tomorrow morning. Yeah, he'll definitely be coaching at the game. He just wanted to see the game tonight.
Talking about coaches gelling, I'm guessing Robbie Gray. He's going to be. He's as good a clearance player in the centre square as there is. I think he's, in terms of how clever he is with his take and his balking. You're going to want him isolated in the forward line. Vossi's going to want him getting it out of the middle.
Fight, fight, fight.
There might be a bit of discussion about Robbie.
I think Robbie's best strength is closer to the ball. Mm. He's dynamic, and his ability to win ball from stoppage is excellent. Now, I mean, Robbie's challenge is to be in there for a long period of time. So, he won't be in there for extended periods of time, but he definitely needs to be in there. On ball regularly, or certainly near the ball, because he helps us score when he's there, and he's super talent.
Yeah, exciting year ahead, Bass. Can't wait for tomorrow. Port Crows, Port Pirie, 3:40 start. It'll be live on 5AA. Bass, as always, we love our chats. Thanks for your time.
No, not a problem.
Thanks, Nathan. Nathan Bass there.